Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You know me, season three. Are you ready to go?
See.
Wow.
Wow.
Hi. Hi, my best friends.
Hello.
Whom I love a lot.
Hola. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing today?
You know.
You guys both, I'm kind of getting the energy.
I'm doing good. I'm tired, though.
Okay.
Yeah. How late were you out last night?
Late. We went out to dinner at LA's best new restaurant, Bar Chalou in Pasadena.
Indeed.
That is a fabulous restaurant.
It really was fabulous.
Yeah. The food was excellent. Had great desserts. We had a few, the lemon semifreddo, got that again. It was amazing. But they also had a chocolate like banana thing with like a banana ice cream that was amazing. They had a matcha thing that was really good.
Now you gotta tell me, you ate the ice cream?
A little cheesecake. I did not eat the ice cream.
Like, are you fully off the vegan train? Like, you're eating cheesecake, you're eating...
No.
I don't think pepperoni pizza. I don't think they ate the cheesecake or the ice cream. That's why I asked.
No, I wasn't eating the ice cream.
Okay.
But they will eat some, like, a bite.
Here's where I'm at.
Tell us.
Europe broke me.
Yeah.
Because they had only...
Mayonnaise.
They had generally only inedible food in a lot of places. Never mind vegan food. So in order to survive, I had to be flexible. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm back in Los Angeles enjoying my beautiful life here where the food is fresh and...
Abundant
and tasty, I find that I am still... I think I'm like 85% vegan. Anything I make in the home
is vegan.
That just is what works for me.
Yeah.
But occasionally, if I'm out at a fantastic meal at one of LA's hottest new restaurants, I don't want to feel limited by my chosen dietary restriction. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to enjoy my life and live my life because I can enjoy things in moderation. So I don't really eat meat stuffs,
yeah,
but I'll have a little bite of, like, let's just say maybe there's a delicious bread that has an egg glaze on it, or a salad that has some Parmesan cheese on top, or a dressing that maybe has something in it that's not vegan.
Right. You're going to accept that into your heart.
I accept that into my heart, but I'm still, you know, I'm still relatively loyal to the vegan lifestyle. But
yeah.
Yeah. Just a little more in moderation. It's just kind of like, it's expensive and hard and limiting to constantly be scheduling your life and the lives of others around your dietary restrictions.
Yeah, I only know that. I mean, I've never been vegan.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
I don't really care, to be honest.
I'm not sorry to you. I'm sorry to them.
Yeah. She says she didn't care about you and your diet.
That's all right.
I'm sorry to Sarab a little bit. Our drummer is very like adamantly vegan, and he said that recently he feels like there's a shift, there's like a swing in the other direction.
For
like
him?
A lot of no, like he's not for him, but he's witnessing culturally that a lot of people that were not eating meat are going back.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I think it's also, I think people are, this is just my, I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I hear what he's saying about there being a shift, but I also think there's a shift in the meat eating community to
about people eating less meat.
Mm. Yeah, like, so we're meeting in the middle.
I think it's a little more.
Meeting in the middle.
Oh. Why can't you just meet me in the middle?
That was such a good song.
That was a good song. Shout out to shout out to Maren Morris.
That's who it was. Yeah.
And Sarah, who wrote the song.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I actually don't know. I think it's hard to say because we're just getting older. So I don't actually know what the young kids are doing.
One way or another.
I mean, yeah. I think it's also like you and I have talked about this where I don't really feel as comfortable eating. I don't really love the idea of eating like processed meats terms of like the fake shit. But that's me, like, I don't really want to ingest that. If I'm going to eat it, it's like, what's the real difference, I guess,
At confusion on my face, I was like just kind of quizzing myself to see that I actually understand what a processed meat actually means.
Well, processed meat, fine. I'm saying processed fake meat.
Fake meat.
It's not like I eat processed meats because I'm not really eating.
That's like spam. That means like
hot dog,
right?
Hot dog is a processed meat.
Yeah, but I know. That's an organic.
But no.
There. I agree that there's something. It's just like, how good can it possibly be for you?
No, I'd rather be just eating like lentils
or to just be eating like wheat gluten.
You know what I've been eating? Like,
I'm going to disagree.
People call it like the hyperfixation meal.
God, it's going to be something I hate.
No, probably not. Well, maybe. Actually, it has something in it that you hate.
Mayonnaise. Yeah, like xylitol. Oh, no, mayonnaise.
The
tuna salad?
Okay, no, this is, what I'm are you like, making? Literally.
She's making marshmallow mayonnaise.
I'm a couple years late.
God damn.
Do you really think that's what I would be eating?
I think that, let's say you are in Chicago. You're at a family gathering.
Forced to eat something.
Yeah, but you're eating marshmallow thing.
We're actually perfectly on track.
Seven Up salad.
What we discussed earlier, which was making this an episode about food.
Yeah,
and in a way that's totally chill. Everyone, calm down.
Because we're a band, so obviously we need to be talking about food.
That's what people want to know about.
Say, I won't judge you.
My little sister showed me how to make the TikTok salmon bowl.
Oh, that's fine.
And it's so easy. And
kind of sounds pretty good.
I've been coming home.
Good for you.
I don't know what it is, like, because I don't even know what I'm doing during the day, but I come home
exhausted.
I'm just bad at like time management. I come home, I don't have time. You're like cooking meals at 11 a.m. for dinner.
Well,
and
I'm not ever
doing that.
I just plan out. I like to know what time is.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
I'm free. I'm in the moment. Yeah. Actually, that's actually one of the things that I struggle with. I think, like, sometimes the reason I can get mad at you on tour or think that you're annoying is just jealousy of, like, you are really, really good at taking care of your future self. That's what most of your time is.
Yeah.
And I don't really do that.
Well, it's probably because I have suffered in my life.
Yeah.
Because of not taking care of myself.
Right. And would you say that... From what you know, I don't know if you suffered or not.
You might not care. It's like the night, like we had an obligation the day after we went to those Grammy parties.
Yes.
And so that night of the Grammy parties, I'm like, I don't really want to be going out. Sorry, I had fun. No. Yes,
yeah, Joe went home early on the night.
Well, I went home at midnight, but that whole thing, I was like, I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to do anything because I know it's not going to make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I do to make it so I am... better prepped, you know, for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also me because I've experienced intense shame being not prepared.
I think the truth is...
Oh, that's an interesting point.
I think the truth is, like, we are so codependent that you think you need to be doing things that others are
doing. I see
you
guys doing.
It's just not true.
You just got to do you. I don't care what you're doing.
It doesn't... as long as you... what you're doing does not make you spiritually feel bad.
As long as you're getting by. Like you guys don't want to eat microwave meals. I actually don't care.
Here's the thing. I don't want to eat a microwave meal, but I'll say this. Sometimes if you're in a situation where you want a microwave in your life, let's just say if you have leftovers,
mm-hmm.
And something, sometimes I order delivery and when it gets there, it's freaking cold.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Dump it all out and put it on the stove? No, that's a situation where you want a microwave.
Yeah.
But
I understand that.
Yeah. That's just like, fuck, how much, what am I going to do?
I would maybe have a microwave if I had more space, but there's
Oh, you don't even have one in your house.
No, but I also kind of don't like, I don't really think microwaves work that well.
I don't even know what you mean.
Like when you heat up, let's say I'm heating up soup.
It can be really uneven. I know what you mean.
And I put a 3-minute timer. I'm like, the top of my soup is actually crisp.
Yeah.
The underneath is cold.
Yeah, but you can always make it work.
Anyway, I know, but by that time, I'm like, I should have just heated it up on the stove.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, I'm just saying, like, I'm not a good meal prepper. I would maybe like to be slightly better. And when I'm, like, get in the zone, like, for this year that we're home, I think that would be a good goal.
I also, just care about really it
busy.
More.
Like, yeah. You've been busy. That if I was up to what you were up to, I would be low
eating
level
whatever
functional.
You
got
it. Yeah. Anyway, all that to say, it's kind of crazy how easy that made kind of a fart sound. Sorry, I got distracted by it. It was my shoe. So
she faulted
for the audio listener.
Yeah, for the audio file in here, it was a fart.
It was my shoe.
Fart.
It's amazing how easy these little bowls are to make. Especially if you're not,
so
like,
it's mayonnaise.
So okay, that's what it is. I mean, everybody who's watching this on TikTok is like, I've seen this.
Everybody likes mayonnaise.
Yeah, you're just roasting the salmon. Yeah. You're making the rice. I do rice.
I'm making a rice.
How long do you cook rice for?
I have a zoji roshi.
Oh yeah, okay. So I'm just cooking rice on the stove for
zoji
like 18
rishi?
Minutes.
Rishi?
I don't know. I was looking one up recently.
I have a rice cooker my brother got me, and it's
ballin'.
Yeah, I would like to get one.
Oh, you could get you have a rice cooker, you just don't use it.
What do you mean?
Your Instant Pot is also a rice cooker.
That is the biggest appliance. Like, I'm not going to have that.
Okay,
out.
Then get a little. I love mine because it's
a
mini.
Little one. Yeah.
Mine's a mini one, and my brother always describes it as this, but he's freaking insane. He's like, every kernel of rice has been, like, taken care of.
Wow.
And it's true because it really does.
It's really good.
It makes the best rice
that's
in the world.
Awesome.
It also makes anything. You can also,
shockingly,
they're
not a
sponsor. I cook things in there too.
Yeah.
Like I'll make Spanish rice where it's like I'll puree like
tomato,
onion, garlic, and like put carrots and peas and corn and shit and
yummy.
Cook it in there. And
yeah. But it's just rice, salmon, avocado, and then the sauce is like
mayonnaise.
Soy sauce. Kewpie mayo.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Kewpie
is
people love.
Kewpie's deluxe.
Why is that different?
It's sweet. It's sweetened.
Oh.
That's probably why you like it.
I like it.
It's deluxe.
And furikake.
That
sounds yummy.
Yeah, it's really yummy.
Yeah, that's simple.
You know what I actually...
Day after day, honey.
I was a hater.
I love soy sauce.
I was a little bit of like a Instagram, TikTok recipe hater. I was like, fuck this shit. This is so... Why can't people just like look up the things that they want to make? I've come across a few recipes on Instagram that were very interesting.
Like what? Speak on it.
Like this week. So, okay. For the past, like, I've had a hyperfixation.
What it's about?
On a few ingredients that I've been making a bunch of stuff with.
Okay.
So I've been making...
Maybe we could do a hyperfixations episode.
Hey, here we are.
I mean, it seems like we're going down
the path. We're going in that direction.
I've been... Well, I'm obsessed with tofu.
Yeah.
And like different ways
to
cook it.
Which type of tofu?
Firm or
silken?
All different kinds.
Yeah.
But this recipe,
I want to get into
the
silken.
Best with,
you know,
silken.
Wait, they'll tell you also about silken too.
Wow.
Please continue.
Well, yeah.
I'm biting my finger.
There's a really good video by this chef named Lucas Sin.
Does he work for what?
Mr. Sin.
He has a chain of Chinese restaurants.
I think you've told me about
him. He's really great. And he has a video where he breaks down how all the different types of tofu are cooked. And in this video, it's amazing. He's like, in the US, people see tofu as being like a meat substitute. So they tend to cook it like meat, like crisping the sides or whatever, and trying to get out as much water as possible. And so he does like a side by side. Well, yeah, I still do that too. And it's still a valid way of cooking it. But he's like, one way to do it is to do that, treat it like a meat, try to get as much moisture out of it as possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, sear it basically like to get a crunch on the outside, try to get it to be, you know, to absorb flavor.
What oil do you fry your tofu in?
Avocado oil.
Yeah, avocado oil has a higher smoke point, and you don't have to use like a refined, you know, vegetable oil or seed oil.
That's really erotic,
and it's not like carcinogenic in the way like if it's
I'm so Midwestern. I'm just over here with my canola oil.
Damn, canola oil is no
more
good
for you.
You got canola oil. You got enough money to switch.
Canola oil.
You got enough money to switch.
And vegetable oil, it is good for frying things. If you have the option, you live in Los Angeles now.
Yeah.
Avocado oil.
You have the option. And those
why
are
is
you
it
use,
bad? Like it tastes bad it's or not, it's bad
okay,
for you?
It's apparently just bad for you. It's let your body like I learned this a while ago. It's just not good for you. Okay. That's what people think. And you should be eating oils that are rich in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, olive oil, avocado oil.
They're just a little. It's just
Yeah.
It's just better for you. But the other way to cook it, like to cook silken, is to embrace the high water content and embrace like it as something that is not a meat substitute that like has a totally different
tofu is its
purpose.
Own thing.
And it's like its own thing, which is like obviously
honor the tofu.
Honor what it is it is or whatever. And both are totally valid ways of
what
approaching
have you been
it.
Doing?
But so the recipe that I've been cooking tofu in a few different ways, but I've been employing these following ingredients. Tahini.
Yeah, you love tahini.
Soy sauce.
I love them.
Together?
You'll see.
This is this is a classic.
Sesame oil.
Mm-hmm.
Rice wine vinegar.
Yummy.
Toasted sesame or
guess
regular
how much
sesame?
Rice wine vinegar I bought this week?
A gallon?
I think 3-gallon jugs.
Hell yeah. Whoa. I mean, that's about how much you fucking need because it's so
I use
fucking
rice
good.
Wine vinegar all the time and also I buy in bulk with
it's
all
so
my things.
Good.
Once again.
sesame seeds. Planning. Gochujaru.
Yummy.
Flakes. Yeah. So I've been cooking with that shit and doing whatever for a while, making little tofu dishes with that or making cold noodle salads and I've been doing that. But I came across an Instagram recipe that had all of the ingredients. Oh, green onions, like, you know, kind of classic stuff that had all those ingredients in it. But it did something that I just was too dumb to think of, which is like
eat the tofu.
You garlic and ginger, microplane them or whatever. And then you
microplane,
or you just chop them really finely.
You should microplane,
or you
you microplane. You do this. You should okay. So when you cook ginger, this is so different. This is a teaching moment, not a mean way. But ginger,
good episode title, a teaching moment.
So ginger and garlic, depending on how you treat it, becomes more intense, especially garlic. So let's say you chop garlic,
yeah.
It's not as intense as when you like microplane it. It releases the oils. I'm pretty sure it releases. It's either way. It's just more intense. When
it has
you
to do
use
with like
way.
The cell structure, right?
Yeah,
something
yeah,
is,
yeah.
Something
so
about
it's like
release.
So
yeah.
It's like if you're actually
microplaning
it,
like a mandolin or something.
No, no, no. Microplane is just it's just like a cheese grater.
It's like a yeah. It's like long
you should
grater
get one.
Sticks.
It's they're so useful and they're so
it's
much better than
just
a cheese grater.
A microplane.
And also, yes, everyone be safe with a microplane.
I don't think I have.
You should. I need to get a new one.
I have a pair of gloves that I use when I microplane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, also your hands will stink, but that's why if you're doing, you don't have to, but to be honest, I usually microplane garlic and stuff or whatever. I do it because you use less.
No. I had the twang.
Oh.
Yeah, you have a cramp.
I thought it was more, you know, when I'm talking, I thought that could have been her response to it as well.
No, I had the twang.
Here's basically the long and short of my
story.
I was using all those ingredients and I was not doing anything to them. I was just kind of whisking them together in different proportions or whatever.
Rami, still?
Still very good. But this recipe, this woman who's doing something very smart, heated up her sesame oil and then put it in a glass bowl with the garlic and ginger so that they cook slightly.
This is how people also make this is the same technique
like,
that you make chili
vibe.
Oil. So when you make like a chili oil, sometimes people instead you can do
and then
a chili
can you
oil.
Like save that? Can you make a large amount of
no,
it?
No, but that's what you do
sexy,
with chili oil.
Sexy,
let's say
sexy.
You want to make a homemade like red, you know, like chili oil. That's
oh,
how
you
people
know,
do
garlic
it.
And
you
know who
it was fucking awesome.
Me.
I thought, well, what's the tofu though?
You just basically it was just different proportions of all of those ingredients
yeah,
that I named,
the silk
and the sesame oil cooks the ingredients, and then you whisk in the other.
That's hot.
But it was
but
really fucking good.
What's tea with the tofu?
So I basically just like, it's like a cold tofu dish. You make this like sauce, and then you pour it over the tofu. The silken tofu.
Yummy.
And,
you're eating it as silken.
So you're
that's
just
like,
eating
your tofu.
Are you eating it with rice or something else? You're just eating tofu.
That's a thing. People also eat silken tofu.
It's
cold.
Like on its
good.
Own. Yeah,
yeah, but you
cold,
know.
Cold, it's so
you know
good.
Where you probably are actually eating it more often than you think? You know when you order Thai food, how you like to have fried tofu?
Mm-hmm.
That is usually
silken. That's how I found out about it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Let me start. By saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp,
not
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently, and absolutely, it's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life, or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours yeah. who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and mm-hmm. needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date, and mm-hmm. it makes you feel very nervous, and you do have to find the right person, and mm-hmm. BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gayotic today, and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gayotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go,
please.
You're listening
to
Gayotic? Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Honestly, and it's
have you had any
delicious.
Other hyperfixations recently?
Oh, yeah, we're talking hyperfixations.
Yeah.
What have my hyperfixations been? Let me look at my phone and I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I think I've been hyperfixate. You know what I've been hyperfixating on? This is so mean and annoying. Because I annoy myself thinking about it. Uh-huh. I want to create a capsule wardrobe.
Oh.
Which is to say that I want to get rid of so many. Clothes.
Yeah, I need to get rid of all of my clothes.
I want to get rid of so many clothes, and I've wanted to do this for so long, but I just can't help myself. I keep buying new things that I like.
I know.
And it's hard, and that also is just kind of our lives. Like, we can't really...
I keep buying new things that I like, and it's hard.
And it's fuck, it sucks. But no, it's awesome, and obviously we're so privileged. But I want to have items that, like, even like when you go on a trip, it's like, okay, I have these items. This is my wardrobe. I want that in my home. Like, I don't want to have as many options.
Yeah.
I want to have
you
like,
want to be Doug.
I want it to be simple. Yeah. Cartoon character lifestyle.
I mean,
yeah.
I think
like,
that's I think,
simple,
I think
simple,
that's nice.
Simple. And then it just makes your like simple, but still
I kinda,
fly.
I
so kind of
do that,
do.
But I'm not really looking fly and I'm just living my life.
Yeah. I it's doable, but
I don't really see you as somebody that has a lot of different clothes.
I have more than you would think. Like, also just from tour and stuff. Like, I have.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, you know.
And you don't have.
Stuff that I also am like, oh, this is good to keep. Because
yeah.
it's like, whatever.
Yeah,
but,
I was going to say, like, I have now boxes and boxes of, like, show clothes.
Yeah,
in my
I have
attic
that
you don't have
I
the
can't
attic
really,
to
I
put
can't
all the
really
shit away, but maybe just
wear any of that shit again.
I'm like, can you get a shed or something?
I think what well,
I
have
don't
boxes
get
to give away,
everything.
And then I'm gonna do another sweep. Like I've been doing a slow.
I
kind
just
of,
don't
like,
want you to get rid of good stuff.
No,
well, I understand. I mean, I think philosophically it makes sense.
Yeah, there's just like
clean an organized space and an organized, you know, it cleans
yeah.
the mind.
And
yeah.
also just like the truth is. My favorite things to wear, I love wearing like a button up with a t-shirt underneath. I like wearing a button up with a tie and a jacket or
yeah.
like I like pleated pants. Like I don't really, it's like, oh, obviously it's good to have a pair of jeans, but it's like, I don't need six pairs of jeans. I don't wear six
yeah.
of them. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I wear one pair. So I just need, yeah, creating the perfect capsule wardrobe has been on my mind. That's all. And this new water, this water bottle. I love this fucking thing.
Yeah, we got water bottles.
This thing fucking rules.
I got the big one because I did, I mean, and then
yeah, you
I
got the crazy big
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I got
which
the
is
crazy
pretty
big
cool,
one.
But
well, but then I watched the SNL skit That's like
Big Dumb Cup.
Yeah, honestly, don't care.
What like, is that? What's the yeah. skit?
Well, it's just about like the cup.
Who
being...
gives a skit? Me, and then
it's
I kill
about
myself.
The cup being like a
too big
symbol of like a certain type of
annoying ass bitch.
Well, yeah, I mean, actually, I feel like it's like. Like southern or suburban moms yeah. that they're like kind of specifically honing in on making fun of, but
low key, I wonder if Heather has one of these cups.
I gotta don't be care. Honest. I like the little sipping on something, but I like my little straw.
You know, wrong what, with you know what? I'm gonna say I understand what they're probably trying to get at. I don't think there's actually anything wrong with having a water bottle that you feel attached to in some ways because it's like you're gonna drink more water.
Like, maybe. I want to know, like, the other girlies who do use the Stanley with the straw. Like,
but isn't
to me,
it
makes it crazy. It is, isn't it?
The Hydro Flask.
These are Hydro Flasks. So that's a competitor brand.
Sorry. Wow.
So Stanley is Big Dumb Cup.
Yeah, Stanley's Big Dumb Cup.
It's actually some hot, sexy slut cup.
Big, hot, sexy.
This is slut cup.
Drinker.
If you drink out of this, you're automatically a sexy little slut.
So if you have the big Hydro Flask with the straw.
In a way that's cool and normal, by the way.
If you have the big Hydro Flask with the straw, like, I find that it makes a big, like, sucky sound when you put your mouth off of it. Like I'm
like it suctions clothes.
Yeah, I can go get it from my car so that you guys can.
I think everyone can imagine it.
Or why don't you do the best cool impression?
SFX.
Why don't you do an impression?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's less
sorry,
intense than
God,
that.
People
it's
are like, going to hate that, including like, you.
Yeah,
this
I'm
is ASMR. We thought it was hyperfixation, but it's actually ASMR.
It's more like.
Did you say you've been fixating? How did we get here?
You've been fixating on your
water bottle.
Big slut cup.
Yeah.
For me.
No, that yeah, hasn't
I'm surprised.
It.
This is so big for you.
I kind of like it. But it is the thing of like, okay, challenge. You know?
Yeah.
I like
get it
a
down.
Little I like a little task.
How
like,
many
of those
do you
really...
drink a day?
A couple.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
But I drink.
I try though.
Oh, some days, I'm thirsty.
Some days I'm really bad about drinking water. I'll be like, God, I'm so hungry and tired.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, you've had no water today.
Yeah, fair enough.
Other than when you brushed your teeth.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can be kind of silly about that stuff. Okay, what have you been hyperfixating on, Josette?
Yeah.
That doesn't have to do with anything logistical and painful with regards to
what
business.
What have I? I feel like this week I've just been busy with you.
Yeah, we're gonna break the fourth wall for a second and say that there's
private things we can't discuss.
Yeah,
we
so
have
there's
rich lives.
There's kind of a tightrope that we're walking a little bit in season three where we want to let you guys in to what is going on, and at the same time we want to sanctify the certain processes, certain creative processes in our lives.
This can't be announced.
And indeed, so there are times where you'll have to trust. It may sound that. We're not talking a lot about what we're doing, but as they say, we're moving in silence, and this is us letting you know
that we're moving in
that
silence.
We're moving in silence.
This is also the episode that's called Moving in Silence.
It's actually it's the micro that matters with us rather than the macro.
Also,
the
thing is
intimate details rather than what is the object
of the project.
Mm-hmm.
What is the
object of the project?
People aren't here to. Yeah. What
are people
have you
here
been,
for?
Have you been? Are you on TikTok? What are you up to?
No.
You're off. Okay.
I'm off of all social media.
Got it.
There's got to be other things that
I'm hyper fixated on.
Yeah.
Food stuffs.
I mean, this week has just kind of been
different.
A blur. Yeah.
Maybe even in the last month, these
yeah,
people haven't
it's
heard
hard
from
for
us
me because then I'm thinking about like what have I actually been doing? I mean, I'm making kombucha. That I don't know if it's a hyper.
I opened the garlic cabinet downstairs.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's garlic. Yeah. Oh yeah, I have.
I mean, the garlic cabinet.
I have garlic that is from. I have two things of garlic. I have garlic honey, and I have just a thing of garlic that's been fermenting for over like 2 months
in like the cellar.
Yeah,
wow.
It's the laundry room.
You're my little warlock.
Laundry room, beans. Yerba mate.
Here's a little,
fermented.
Beans. You're fermenting beans.
No, I can. I'm not. I just get. I buy Rancho Gordo. And
oh yeah, yeah.
And so, like, yeah. I have like maybe like 20 packets of beans
crazy.
At a time.
Nice.
Yeah. What is the hyperfixate? I guess I don't know, man. Kombucha.
What are you doing when you're on your phone? Or are you not on your phone?
When I'm on my phone, I guess I was looking at coffee tables because since I got the big.
You want a new one?
Well, since we got the big couch, it just doesn't, that the shape doesn't make sense.
Have I been over since you got the new couch?
What kind of coffee table are you looking for? Two questions.
Circular.
Can I have your other coffee table?
That's not a question for me. It's Kelly's coffee table, but maybe not. I'm saying maybe.
Okay.
Wow.
But because of how big the couch is, I'm getting a new table. I mean, this is stuff I got so long ago, but it's all being built.
Right.
The dining room, I got a new table and new chairs, and then I got a new credenza. But it's because it's like all my stuff.
For the record player?
No, for under the TV, but the records can go in there.
Got it.
But it's like all my stuff.
Sorry, that's what I meant. Not
all my stuff is like vintage, but it's like I love that table. The table just doesn't work for that room. It should be a round table. It's also because I'm ethically against square and rectangle tables. If I could choose, my brother said, I agree with him. He's like, there should be an app where you can book only round tables at restaurants.
Ah, yeah.
I swear to God.
It's really hard. I know. It's anxiety inducing, honestly.
A round table makes it so you're not anxious at a table.
Yeah.
Everyone can be square off. Everyone can be involved in the conversation. So I got that. So those, I guess, three things are coming. But so the issue with, it's not issue. I'm fixated on rocks.
What?
That's my backyard.
Oh, your backyard rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I'm like, I have to have been something, but. Not an issue with the coffee table. Like, the couch is so big, which is, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But the couch is so big.
Is it like a bed?
Oh,
like, can you, like, sleep on it?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's huge. More than one person could sleep on it.
I feel like there's been a movement with couches to, like, there's slowly.
Bed.
Yeah, second bed.
Second bed. But it's also because it is second bed. My ass is on that thing.
Yeah.
It's every crazy. Night.
There is nothing better in the
than
world.
Than second bed.
Than falling asleep on second bed.
While you are, yeah, you are that bed. Type of
but
person.
But I haven't done it in a long time. I haven't done it in years.
Yeah, we used to do it.
I haven't done it in years.
You know, last time, you remember that one
at
time?
At our apartment.
Well, I feel like the house that you're at now doesn't have necessarily second bed.
No.
Yeah. Like, but the couch is so big that the room needs, in my opinion, so my dining table is like a rectangle right now. And to me, it's like the shapes are too similar of the couch is an L and it's a huge L. And then there's a rectangle dining table thing that it's just like something about it just doesn't.
You don't like how it fits.
Yeah, coffee table. It doesn't feel right. And then it also it's like I want something that has more breadth to it and I need another shape. So I think circular and not super thick and, you know,
domineering. Is it clear? What kind of material is it made out of?
Maybe we can trade coffee tables.
I want like metal or something.
Oh,
like I want it to be like black and metal probably. But I'm still
you like that. You like that.
I'm still like thinking it's because the credenza is wood. And then I have like my, you know, there's a lot of like brown. I need to not go full just like earth tone kind of, you know what I mean? But that, I guess that's what I've been hyper fixating on, but it's really, I've been just dealing with like, I've been carrying like loads of rocks into my backyard.
Yeah. So let's speak on that a little bit.
It's just like, it's not interesting.
What is going on in the backyard?
I think
the deeper you zoom in. So,
and we'll move on.
I guess my hyper fixation always is like, I'm a nester and I need my space to feel good.
Yeah.
That's like my, more than I care about like what, like I wear or whatever. I need my environment to feel good.
And like look.
To look good, to be neat, and to also just feel like, it just makes me feel better.
Sane.
Yeah. Yeah. But my backyard, like I had just like a bunch of mulch everywhere.
Your backyard is sloped.
Yeah. It's sloped. And I had a bunch of, what the hell? I had a bunch of, what's it, recession? What the hell is it?
I think that might be what it is.
No, like when the earth is like swallowing, when you have like sinkholes in your yard.
It's not a sinkole, but it's because of
how
much rain.
Remember when you thought it was a sinkhole?
Yeah, we did. So it went down like in a week. It was here.
Yeah.
It went down like 2 or 3 feet in a week.
So scary.
It was kind of exciting, but it was insane.
The little thrills.
So it was just full of mulch, but the mulch, like I got like 2 years ago. So the mulch was like nothing. And then it just was like muddy because the mulch was barely there anymore. And like, I have a dog and I'm just like,
it goes away so fast.
Yeah, it does. And so I'm like, okay, I don't want to use a bunch of water, but I need to take hair of this space. So it's like I put a bunch more of that dwarf carpet of stars like in different patches.
Oh, this is like a plant that you can use.
Yeah, it's
if ground
cover. If
you're in Angelina or you're anywhere where you are trying to do drought tolerant.
Yeah, it's
like
not native.
Replacement, that it's a great. It's at almost Home Depot.
There should be an executive order against letting people in Los Angeles have fucking grass.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
It is unbelievable.
But this is the issue.
Honestly, and AstroTurf.
Yeah, but
sorry,
AstroTurf.
Sorry, no offense, like if you have it, but what the fuck is wrong?
So the issue. This is the issue, and it's because I have a dog. That it's like, let's say you didn't have a dog, you don't need to. Also, so I wanted to get fucking decomposed granite, which is like the.
That's what I had in my dumbass.
But it's very expensive. It also still becomes dirt. Over time, it becomes, you compact it down, it becomes less compacted. But also because I have a dog, I'm like, a lot of the ground covers that are native won't work for me because they're not hardy enough for being able to be like trampled.
Yeah.
And so I got the dwarf carpet like on the upper part of my house. And then I was like, okay, I need
to put. What are the ones that are native? Do you know?
It's like a Mondo kind of grass, like.
Okay, so it's a type
similar.
Of grass.
I think it's called
Mondo.
White
clover would be good, but
I planted clover.
And it did not take. Yeah.
I think the clover doesn't take. I think it's because you need transplant. I don't think you can really do seedlings in this environment.
Okay.
Like, to me, at least that's been my experience.
I kind of want the queers to weigh in. I mean,
I'm sure they're going to say you're doing all stupid. I wish I could do.
If you're an LA native gardener queer.
Honestly, come be on the freaking
who's
pod.
Who's rating our view. Yeah, come be on the
come
pod.
Work on my backyard.
I need to get my ass back there.
So, I have to tell you about another
thing
I've been hyperfixated on, too. Oh.
Well, I was just going to say it's connected to my hyperfixate. We're going to the backyard.
Yeah, I'm in the backyard, too.
Okay.
So I planted a bunch of that, and then I got a bunch more mulch to cover it up so the dwarf carpet can be protected and slowly spread out.
Can you tell me where you planted the carpet?
Like, in different places all over my backyard.
Okay.
Like, everywhere.
Okay.
And then in the back two corners, I found... So my house is, like, 100 years old, and there's, like, a bunch of... I found a bunch of old rocks that had old concrete on them.
Wow.
Like, on the side of my house. And so I just... have spent like days where I'd pick it up and I built two like sloping in the back corner, like two just, it's essentially just like a wall of rocks where
like
I planted
Irish
a bunch
wall?
Of, I don't know what that is.
In Ireland, like they built a lot of walls with
no,
like,
but I mean, it's just rocks. It's more of like a wall for my dog and the rocks to not slip out. So I have, when you come over, you'll see.
Yeah,
but I have a bunch of rocks, and then I got a bunch of like bags of rocks from fucking, you know what's so expensive? Rocks. But I got a bunch of bags of rocks from Home Depot and a bunch of native plants from, have you been in the Arroyo Seco native plant nursery in Hahamunga Park?
No.
Hahamunga. You would love it. It's all native plants.
Wow.
And they're all from.
What plants did you get?
Like some sages and like shit like that.
Sage, yeah.
And so I have those all planted now in the corner with like a bunch of rocks. But that's essentially what I've been doing. And then I also am just doing some seedlings.
Wow.
That I have under like a grow light.
I want to have like a semi-regular movie night where we watch documentaries.
That should just be an us thing for when we're trying to do the next record.
That's
but
what
we
I'm
do
saying.
It during the day.
We should do.
That's what I'm saying. But I want to watch.
Have you considered making a Letterboxd account? Hate to be that kind
Who
of
is that?
Bro.
What is that?
Or what?
Letterboxd. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, who
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, yeah. Dennis Letterboxd was a man who invented the practice of cataloging movies that you watch into different. Types of lists.
Wait, is this the thing that you... No, this is a different website.
What's the other website?
The one about... that's the artist, like...
Oh.
Like, that's a different thing.
Ubu. Yeah, Ubu. Ubu is something else.
Oh, whoa.
Letterboxd is kind of like a... It's like a... Okay, it has a kind of bad rep.
Because... douchey guys are
it's
on
like
it.
Film bro-y
for
shit
some
but also
I know
like
that.
Some people have really funny accounts and
Scarlet Letter
people give really funny reviews of
you're
movies and stuff
boy.
Public accounts
yeah,
but
you're
basically
little fuck boy.
You're
people...
a little fuck boy
you're a little fuck boy you're a little fuck boy that I want to fuck
whoa delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Anyway, sorry we called you fuckboy, like, in a weird accent, okay.
Too. I just wanted to yell.
I'm crossing my hands now, like the numerologist said, to make sure that I'm not absorbing any negative energy.
Numerologist hyperfixation.
Wait, no, we gotta do...
Guess what?
We're gonna have the numerologist on the podcast.
I have to wake up to see this motherfucker.
Wait, when are you doing this?
I'm doing it on March 13th.
Wow.
But guess what time? Just guess.
6 a.m.
4 a.m. Oh. That's fine. To wake up or to go there?
It's not fine for me.
Oh, to be on a Zoom, ready to discuss.
No, that's crazy. She lives in L.A.?
No.
She lives in New York.
She lives in China. South Africa. Might as well be China.
South Africa.
So damn far.
Back to Africa, as it all is.
Yeah. As it all is.
Joe went to South Africa. Yeah. That's what she's referring to.
No, this is all things go back
to
Africa.
And also, hey, yeah, everything does go back there. Let's just keep it 100.
Let's keep it 100.
But she is white, and she's in South Africa, and I'll be disgusting.
Is she South African?
Yes, she is.
Okay. The freakiest people of all time.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing about going there is seeing that. I mean, my dad's obviously an extra freak, but seeing that.
He comes from a people.
And they're all fucking weird as hell.
Yeah, did
sorry,
you know, what?
South Africa?
If you could, like, okay. When we're talking about different types of, like, crazy-ass white people.
Yeah, we need to talk about this one to our left, too.
Because
we
haven't talked about white people.
We'll get back to Kitty. Is it, like, Australian?
No.
Shout out to all my Australians.
To be honest, though, I guess it was like I was meaning the people Australians I was meeting a lot also knew my dad growing up, and
absolutely.
They're also all Jewish South Africans, and they're all from a similar age range.
Similar.
And they all were like coming up to me and being like, "I'm sorry that you have to deal with him," meaning my dad.
Yeah.
But in a way that
that is very similar to him.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Where I'm just like, these people just like neg each other, but in the freakiest way, and they're all like,
yeah, like,
and like they like, well, they wouldn't take their hands off of me. The people like who knew him,
well, that's
and
cute.
Then she like the one lady is like apologized that I look like him, and I said I'm sorry as well. But anyways, but yeah, you know
that's
what I mean.
Cute.
They're all
they're
just all like, I don't know,
seeing his
freaks.
Context.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, freak?
We were talking about Letterboxd.
Yeah, but you also need to talk about your hyperfixations.
I will.
Okay.
Basically, the moral of the story with Letterboxd to close off all our loose ends is that I made a Letterboxd account because about me is that I haven't seen any classic cinema. But it's because of Letterboxd that I'm making my way through.
Wow,
so
a wonderful
sponsor.
You can
use this website to get recommended.
kind of. Well, it'll be, people will make lists, like the most basic version of the list is like, I'm just going to cruise right past that. The most basic version of using Letterboxd is like there are things that are like 150 movies you need to see before you die, like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So there's that stuff, but it'll also be like a sad girl. This is not a real category, but it'll be like sad girl and two happy guys. Like
that
as like the plot
porn.
Device of a movie, and there'll be like a list of movies that all have like these certain characters
and
that
really
fulfill
hot.
These things. People make like funny little lists, like. With like shit like that, but they'll also make like best documentaries of all time or whatever, or like edgy art girl movies, and it'll be like, you know, like Wong Kar Wai shit, yeah, and like the decline of Western civilization, and just like certain movies that like fulfill people's stereotypes about people's personality.
Okay. We need to get this.
It's yeah, just different.
We should. We need to.
I'll
start,
just give you my account. It's
yeah,
fine.
But no, we need but to I, start the. We need to not now. We need to start the journey, and I think one day of like the journey is absolute bullshit.
Also, just watching movies too. I think there's like I have a little list going of things
I
that I'd like to watch.
Movie. It, I mean, helpful. It was crazy, but I liked it.
Cool.
Cool.
That's fucking awesome. Say it again into the camera.
It was crazy,
but I liked it.
She's freaky, but I like it.
I watched a movie called The Loveless. It's like one of the first movies that Catherine Bigelow directed.
Oh, you said this.
Yeah, with William Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
William
Dafoe.
Well, listen, I'm not in that industry. I'm just a little girl.
Yeah, but
standing
he's
on the
very
outside.
Famous. Yeah.
Yeah.
That,
he's
heard,
hot.
He, I mean, he's cool.
It's crazy.
He's like Steve Buscemi to me. Freaky.
He is like that. Yeah.
It's the same kind of like freaky man.
He's freaky in a way that reminds me of an ex.
Yeah, you like freaky.
And anyway.
Which one?
I want to watch
Shaka Man.
The Judy Sill documentary that's new. Do you guys know who that is?
No. I don't know anything.
She was a musician.
I haven't been consuming anything other than The Wire.
Oh, The Wire
fucking
rocks.
That's so good. What's
but I've been watching. I'm on season 3.
Oh, damn. You guys made great.
Oh,
thought you were watching
me.
6 Feet. Oh, it's just you.
Kelly hasn't. We haven't been watching
I
6
feel
Feet
like
Under.
I am not.
The Wire
even
is
on season
incredible.
3.
I've been watching.
So good.
I've just
Lance
been
Reddick
kind of binging.
Lance Reddick, shout out.
Who's he?
RIP. The sergeant, I think. Yeah.
The Wire fucking rules. Have you guys seen. You would love. I feel like you'd like this. Have you seen Anatomy of a Fall?
No.
Oh, you were the one who was telling me about
that. Is this a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Is it scary? It's hard for me.
No,
I
thought it was
going to
be scary.
It was going to be scary too. It's not. You can watch it.
Movies,
it's
I have such bad ADHD. It's hard for me to
this
commit
woman,
to an hour and a half.
This woman, it's the lead from, she's in also Zone of Interest. But I don't give a fuck. I'll go on the record. Best movie of the year. Maybe the best movie I've seen in the past 10 years. Zone of Interest is unbelievable.
I still need to see it.
But she's in that. And she's also in Tony Erdmann, which I haven't seen. It's on my list. She's a famous German actress, and she's the lead in Anatomy of a Fall. Anatomy of a Fall is like a courtroom procedural about this woman whose husband dies in some way. He falls or is pushed. We don't know
from a great height in
his ski chalet. It's this couple. They have a son. The son is blind. Like there's you know
but he actually can see.
He can kind of see. But
he can see just
you know this sounds
enough.
Dumb
but like yeah there's he had like a tragic accident in his childhood that led to him being like mostly blind but he can kind of see if he puts it like really really
well
close
that's
to his
the
face.
Thing that's so interesting there are so many different types of blindness
yeah
I know that sounds
so
dumb,
true
but you don't know like I feel like people make the misconception that if you're just blind you just can't fucking see
well somebody told I had an eye doctor that told me like I was halfway to blind because it
holy fucking
because,
shit
it's like Kelly
well, because
yeah.
it's blind you're legally blind is like -8 and I'm -4
damn girl
Shaka
so I'm halfway there
yeah
you can at least wear contacts some people
there.
You know
yeah and it's stayed pretty good for
yeah
a
you're
while.
At the age where your eyes kind of like level out it's like from
stasis.
27 to like 30
yeah but then I'll stop being able to read it's gonna get interesting
well you can get
later.
The you'll
I mean,
be able to get the surgery
you can get LASIK.
If you'd like
yeah, you could get LASIK.
Ooh,
my mom had LASIK, but now she's like, she can't. Oh my God. So yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to the farmer's market yesterday with them. And Louie walked away from, I went with my brother's Louie. He walked away from us to go get an acai bowl. My mom doesn't like to share. Like she wants her own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If she can.
Only
child shit. And so she finds out Louie's getting an acai bowl. She's like, wait. I tell him I want my own, but I don't want to share. I don't want to share. I'm like, just text him. And so she texts him, and I think she says, 1G sparkles not.
Oh, no.
I look, Dan and I just started busting up laughing. She cannot see
honey
without
girl.
Her glasses at all.
Oh,
and this
that's
is how,
crazy.
This is how, when she's texting me, 50% of the time I have to say, put on your
it's
glasses.
Like, it looks like drunk texting.
Well, yeah, it's because she doesn't make any sense.
And
like, and I say, are you wearing your glasses? Yeah. No, LOL.
Yeah.
But she can read, that doesn't make sense. She can read the text.
Like, I think it's harder for her to do like the individual typing. Okay. I don't think she can read. I think it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, what's up with you?
Yeah. What's your
hyperfixation? You guys want to hear my hyperfixations?
Anyway, you guys should watch Anatomy of a Fall. It is good. I will.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
I suck at movies. I need to get better.
There's some good shit out this year. That and Zone of Interest, I highly recommend. Yeah, really good.
I still want to watch Poor Things with Willem Dafoe.
My
hyperfixation right now is leashing cats.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Okay, speak on this. This is a huge update, guys. Are you serious?
Yeah, so I got a cat.
Pull up a cat. We're on video. Pull up a picture of this motherfucker.
Okay.
Or can we superimpose it on the video? Why don't we do like a few slides?
I'm like, this is my cat.
Let her pull.
Yeah. This is me and my cat. So
let's clear this up right away. The cat's name is Button.
Button. Not singular.
Buttons.
Button. Yeah.
You could say Button. Mr. Buttons. That would be accepted.
Cute as a button.
I like Mr. Button more than
Button.
And
Button
really,
is so dope,
I generally do tend to pronounce it like Button.
Button.
So Button.
Button is Button. So sweet.
And that was his name at the shelter. So I just kept his
you
name.
You honored his tradition.
Yeah, I honored his tradition. I so far have not named any pet that I've had.
That's awesome.
Like, I'm unable to.
Yeah, that would have been weirder.
They were like 12.
Yeah, they're like 19 years old. And you're like,
this is my right. They're going to learn a new name. Yeah. Unless you were going like Babby and Parky.
Yeah, but like Abby and Sparky were like that. Like, I would say neither of those are like really my vibe at all in terms of names. And I think it got me used to just like, you just accept whatever.
Also, I got to be honest,
whatever the animal comes with.
Yeah, but I call Blue, you know what Blue's nickname, I call, DB.
What?
Oh, no.
Hey, do you guys smell burnt toast?
No, but I mean, like, this is having a pet. I think Kelly told me about this TikTok trend where it's like people talk to their pet's nickname right now, and it's like you have to do the lineage.
Yeah, yeah. That's
like how it became like deep.
Yeah, it just goes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Bina. Sure. I call her Bina a lot.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Why? That actually is a good question.
She's a little Bina.
Yeah. Where'd it come from?
Bina. Blue. I don't know.
Bina.
Or Beanie.
Yeah, so far I'm just calling Button like Button and Kitty.
Well, Kitty. I love calling cat Kitty.
Kitty.
Kitty man.
Yeah, Kitty man is
also so cute. I got him a couple of weeks ago only, but as soon as I got him, he was like, he was in the closet at my house for a day.
He's coming out.
And then he came out, and I'm so proud of him. And he's really affectionate and really adventurous, and
he's so
from the jump like wanted to go on my shoulders.
He's so cool,
and so that started and like I would just be walking around the house and he wants to jump on my shoulder and like ride around the house. So that kind of gave me the idea of like, this would be fun to have like my little sidekick.
What if you got like a condor, you know, some people who have like
shoulder pads. Yeah I mean, I feel like I would do that.
You probably could buy something.
But I just don't know a safe way to secure him so that if he jumps down, wouldn't.
You give him leash. Velcro shoes. And you attach a Velcro pad to your shoulder. And so when he's up there, he gets stuck.
I don't know. But I like the vibe of just being a bitch with a cat on her shoulders. I think that's cool.
bitch with a
cat. And I also, originally, what made me want to get a cat was I have this neighbor who has an indoor-outdoor cat.
This is the named most
Skittles,
insane thing.
Who, one day, he my door was open, he just walked into my house. And
you were like, who the fuck is this?
I thought he was, a stray because he didn't have a collar or anything, and so I just thought he was my cat.
Yeah, you were like, well, I have a cat now.
Yeah, but then we got him to the vet and found out he was microchipped, so... And I ended up getting my neighbor's number, and we, were texting about it. And he's an indoor-outdoor because he just is so adventurous. Like, he wouldn't be happy, inside. I think, being inside, and he really lets her know,
Also, let's be clear.
Screaming.
This motherfucker is built like a tank. This
he's
a
big huge.
Cat. This is a predator cat.
Yeah, he's huge. And
he's
he
not
looks
a
like
small
a sphinx.
Cat.
He's gorgeous.
Skittles
I love him.
The size of a car.
Yeah, Skittles is really big. I didn't really realize how big he was.
He's huge.
He's big.
But he made me want to have a cat because it was just so fun when he was at my house. And I think because he was indoor-outdoor, I was already a little bit primed to be like, it's kind of sad to leave my cat inside, but I have had conversations with people being like,
you can't let them out.
Well, their lifespan is drastically shorter.
Well, it's
if you
of car or coyote.
Car or coyote. Like, it's like cats will live till to be like 18 if they're just indoor, and they'll live to be like 2 to 5 years old if they're indoor outdoor.
So fucked up.
So that means that, like, I'm trying to find this in between, and I'm leash training my cat. And your brother Louis actually just got me told me about an app that I just started using today.
What's the app?
Let me look what it's called.
There's an app for anything nowadays.
Okay, so like there's this little, and you can probably it's called Loomsters, Lumsters.
Is it to link you and to then, other leash trained cats?
So the
cats
first
in your
step,
area?
The first lesson that I'm on right now is like a clicker lesson. So you have like a clicker that's on the app.
Yeah, I had that when I was training Blue.
I kind of want a real one.
Yeah, I have them.
You do?
It's like $1.
Oh, okay.
How much was the app?
Free? It's free. It's a free trial, and then it's like $60 for a year or something like that.
The clicker training is like a thing with animals.
So yeah, so I decided I'm gonna try with Button to like take him outside, but only with me on a leash. Yeah. And the first time
with you wearing the leash
with me, he's
you're taking
me.
Him outside, but you.
Well,
only
he is he is walking me, because with cats you can't so far at least like you can't really direct him where to go at all.
Hell no,
he's
free.
Gonna do his thing.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah, but he looked like he was having some type of like neurological event the first time I put the harness on him. It was really it was really concerning. He like started walking only backwards.
Fall? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like lopsided.
Like there's videos of people. You know, you should put this is cruel, but you put tape on the ground. And you have his feet go on the tape.
What? Oh, this is just aside from
it's
it.
Just
like
torture
them out.
Cats. People torture cats.
Oh,
like,
no.
It's really, really
They also
funny.
Hate aluminum foil.
Oh.
So if you put aluminum foil on a countertop, there's like, there's crazy videos of like a cat trying to jump up to get like a snack that's on the counter. But they put aluminum foil on it. They literally, and I'm not kidding, this is the counter, they'll jump up and go boing and like they
yowl away.
They like instantly touch it,
is it
panic,
the sound?
And fly.
I don't know,
it's the way it makes their feet feel.
Oh,
they
interesting
fucking hate it. It's really cute and
he
really
hates
funny
my trash bags.
Sorry.
Like anytime I'm like
you're going like bah.
Yeah my
well,
dogs
it's just a big sound.
My dogs
they're
don't
scared,
like it
I get
yeah
it.
But it took us like probably at least a week if not 2 weeks to for him to be able to like realize that he could actually walk normally with
the
harness on inside.
That's cool.
And then now we're going out every morning in the backyard for like...
This is probably going to help his life.
Between half an hour or an hour. What do you mean?
Like he's
enrichment?
Getting... Yeah, he's getting enrichment. He's using his brain.
Have you ever heard a cat that sees a bird?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do they do that?
I don't know. I think they're trying to... I think it's like an imitation...
They're
thing.
Like, I'm one of you.
No, but I think it's
also,
to make it calm.
They go nuts.
Also, have you guys ever heard a squirrel bark?
Have you heard a squirrel growl?
Yeah. Yes. There is a
squirrel.
So funny
to me.
Yeah. No, like, so, like, I'm getting to see my backyard. It's so fucking awesome to have a backyard. I'm just saying. I'm so grateful. Very lucky. And I'm getting to see it in a totally new way. And this has also been this kind of beautiful confluence of things because... I got the cat right after my sisters got me binoculars for my birthday. So my cat is obsessed with birds and I am learning
obsessed
to bird.
Birds.
So it's kind of a dream. Like in the morning I
Birding
have my matcha
assistant.
Then I put on my binoculars, get him on his leash, and then we go outside and we listen and we look.
You are right on track.
I am literally right on track.
Right
I'm
on
God's
track.
Path.
Yeah, God's for some path, reason, for I imagine sure. the binoculars to be attached to a bonnet the way you did that.
Aw, I probably should have a bonnet just to protect my face skin, but face skin.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's really cool. I also think having a cat outside if you're a bird enthusiast must be helpful because guess who's going to see those little bitches before you do?
Right.
That little clacking motherfucker. Being...
Yeah, what if you could take him birding with you other places?
I know. Well, that's the thing that I want
to
do is like,
you just might
I would love
to
have him
slowly.
On like a hike or something. I'm
going
to try
like
and learn
type of
the clicker
dude
first.
Dude who'd be
and then...
in a car with his head out the window going, ah!
I think he hates
the car. You just might have to do it slowly.
Yeah.
If he's not anxious, like.
No, he's really brave. He just, like, takes time.
He lets you pet his whole tummy. It's so fucking cute.
Yeah, yeah.
God, he rules.
But I'm the downside of it. It's like, when I'm outside with him, it feels completely worth it because it's just, like, so fun and sweet and just watching him explore. But I am paying the price of, like, this cat is yelling at me the rest of the time that we're inside.
To go outside.
Fuck this shit. Like, maybe he's become a crackhead for outdoors.
Maybe it needs to actually be a different time of day.
What do you mean?
You start introducing it in the evening so you have peace.
He wakes up remembering outside. Like, he knows about it every second of the day.
He could also, some cats are just loud.
He's loud.
Some cats also, like,
talkers.
Just talkers.
Yeah.
And also, the thing is, as you know, cats only make the sounds they do at us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, meowing is not an inherent cat
thing. I'm trying not to respond because I don't want to encourage it. He's like, I know you probably hear me, bitch.
Like,
yeah, literally.
I like to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice.
Yeah. I'm just literally always like, hello.
He's like, you're speaking, I'm speaking hello. Your language. He's meowing for you.
Yeah.
There are right other sounds like, oh. Like, that is the natural cat sound. Yeah. Like, when they do all that shit, and they go, that's natural cat shit. Like, that's what they're supposed to be sounding like.
That is meowing so weird.
Is to imitate babies so that we bring them inside and take care of them. They're little fucking sociopaths.
That is really weird.
It's literally to imitate human babies so that we take care of them. Otherwise, they'd be going, oh, no.
Don't they also, isn't there like something with day. Like a smell that they let
that's
off?
The piss.
The piss poisons our mind.
The piss.
It poisons your mind, dude.
It changes. It's like them. There's literally a chemical, that goes off.
You're like, that's a baby.
Anyway, this is kind of savage to admit, but like, okay, so when I got him at the shelter, they said that the reason that he was surrendered was because of allergies.
Oh, someone had allergies.
Former owner.
I'm only yawning because I feel so safe, by the way.
Yeah, no, I am not taking it personally. but there is like a little bit of a dynamic of like you're waiting to see their personality.
And yeah, I'm like, it's also because he's probably becoming more and more comfortable.
Yeah.
And also it's like if you're encouraging, I mean, I feel that way about Roxy.
Yeah.
Where it's like, dude, just like a different dog.
Yeah.
Now
I'm like, just be yourself, hun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute. I think the allergy thing is, it's called, this person got a boyfriend who didn't want to have a cat.
This person got a boyfriend. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
It might also, or it's like, sometimes allergies go away and sometimes they, like, don't.
Yeah.
Like, if I had a cat right now, I mean, I would have to, it would probably, I don't know if I have the same immunity I did.
Yeah, and you can't be
Or it's like,
Benadryl
I can't, I could never have a dog like Abby. Yeah. Like, those short-haired dogs, I get a rash.
Wait, you got to give your announcement to my, sister's boyfriend, who's probably listening to this podcast, that he can't take Benadryl every day.
You can't take Benadryl every day because it leads to, they're finding out the same chemical in Benadryl and in NyQuil and in ZQuil.
Oh, no.
I mean, you can take it sometimes,
sick,
but
take it.
Using it in large amounts, they're linking it to early onset dementia.
You hear that, Drew?
Yeah, Drew, if you're listening,
yeah, Drew,
listen up. Should we do one spicy thing for the end? Rank your three
favorite bases.
Wait, no. Let's save this. No. Let's save this.
This is a teaser of the hierarchy episode.
If you want to sear it in your brain to see us rate things, tune in next week.
Hey, honestly, this is actually a good call to action. Wow, I'm feeling inspired. People should comment things that they want us to rate.
Oh yeah, people
should comment things that they want us our opinions on.
Yeah,
just everyday
stuff. So they're
stuff
rating
like
the review, then they're requesting
or you're
what
leaving
we're
a 5-star review, and in your review leave something for us to rate, not your review, because all the reviews we're gonna give 5 stars. You guys are very nice in the comments. Write something in your comment for us to review, like anything. Yeah,
yeah.
You could
category.
You could put little slut water bottle.
Uh-huh.
This is 5 stars. So comment stuff you'd like for us to review on YouTube.
Yeah, or something you'd want us to talk
about. We need to hammer down
like
the language that we're using
Give
here because we're really flip-flopping between rank, rate, and review.
Okay, well, we're gonna wait to decide when we record this next episode.
I like ranking because it just means like you need to give they're giving us a few different things.
We'll rank it.
And they don't even have to be connected, but you just have to rank them from best to worst.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, sure. Give us a couple things to rank.
We're going to do that next episode, which we're recording after this.
And that section is called That's Rank.
Rank or Stank?
That's Rank is the title of the episode. That's great.
Okay.
Wait, where do we
go? But the first one we're doing at the end of this episode together
is
Rank the Bases.
Like sex stuff?
Yeah.
That's so easy.
First base.
Naomi has it.
And what are the bases?
First, you have to work with your own
knowledge. Let's establish
of
universal language for
first
this.
First is a kiss.
First is kissing.
Second base
is. But first
is like,
making out, right?
No, or like, you know, but second base is what? Like,
you
want to
establish?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, first titty grab. Kissing. A second, titty grab.
Titty grab
third, or
physical groping of some sort. That's not genital, right? I mean, I don't know. It's like just groping.
Blowjob.
No, I thought it
third
was
is dumb.
Fingering.
No, third is dumb.
I mean, then what? I mean,
actually,
is
wait.
Third.
See, this is why we need to establish universal language. This shit is confusing.
I don't know if it's lame of me to say this, but.
But oral sex is sex?
Oral sex
but
is
that,
sex.
But
it's all sex,
that,
by the way. Kissing
okay,
is sex.
Blowjob
okay.
is, guess what? You're at home.
Let me tell you, blowjob. Oral sex is sex, but I don't think when people established the bases, people thought oral sex was sex because people wanted to get oral sex.
I just think that fingering deserves its own base.
Okay,
fine. Fourth base.
Yeah, yeah.
Fourth, it's 3.5 before
fifth
home.
Home run. Oh, yeah. Well, that's actually right. Okay.
What?
Making out, groping. Third base is fingering. Uh-huh. Fourth base is getting and giving dumb.
Yeah.
And then
by the way, sex. And by the way, I am 31 years old. Just by the way.
Totally, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a person of the 31 experience as well.
I gotta piss like my pants are on fire.
Okay, so rank the bases then, and then you can
piss. Oh, I forgot I had the answer.
Let's just, okay, yeah.
I have mine. Wait.
Go, yeah, I'm curious about what Katie's
are. Everyone just
Katie's
has to
gonna
say,
want, I know Katie's base.
Yeah.
What's my number one?
Your number one isn't actually a part of the basis. Your number one is when you're getting to gyrate on somebody's, you get to grind against somebody.
Wow, you know me better than I know myself. Because I wasn't even thinking that. But
that's sex,
true.
By the way. We should add that to the lesbian
fine,
basis.
That's lesbian.
Gay basis.
Yeah, fine.
Wait,
that's
grand,
a foul
grand
ball.
Slam
that's
is humping someone's thigh.
No, I feel like it's a foul ball because you're just jizzing before, you know what I mean?
Damn. That's a way to nut instantly before you even get anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clothed humping.
Clothed humping.
That
foul
shit
ball.
Rocks.
So you're still making contact.
By
three,
the way, we're
four,
open. Don't demonetize us. This is the end of the episode.
Three. It's for me, it's either
no
three,
even
four, one, two, or 3-1-4-2.
Three, five, four,
wait,
three,
fuck
two.
This.
I let one
three,
go.
Three, oral.
That's
one
best
kiss.
Or like most important to least.
Fuck me. 3-1-4-2.
Yeah.
Huh.
They said 3-4-1-2.
Or 3-4.
It's either of
three,
those.
3-4. So,
I'm
wait,
with you. That's
wait,
my exact.
Wait.
Which one?
Is four sex?
Three.
Three.
Is three
one,
oral.
4-2 or three,
yeah,
four,
you're,
1-2?
You're,
three?
Is three oral? Is three oral?
Three is fingering.
Oh, three is fingering. What's oral? Four? No,
mine's
you're going to be four.
God damn it.
Yeah, yours is going to be four.
Four.
I know both of your sex.
Four home run. Making out. Foul ball. And fingering is last. But fingering, shout out. It's still fun. It's all good. It's all good. It's all fun behavior.
Huh. You know.
Hey.
Wait, so we're actually opposite.
Oh, opposite. I got confused.
You guys are.
I'm sorry.
You guys are, though.
Yeah.
Fingering is first for you?
That's why
yeah,
we never were.
We knew this. God. I mean, no, it's peace. That's not a negative.
It's peace in these streets.
She's looking at me, shaking her head.
She's like, you never fingered me.
You never fingered me.
You never fingered me enough. Get
and
eat me out.
Yeah, where is it? What
wow.
about eating ass?
This has been the most,
which
like,
one is that?
Most like normal domestic like home episode, and then really crazy.
Is eating ass? Yeah, this was from HeadGum.
Is eating ass the same as blowjob?
When you're in the stadium and you catch a ball as a fan.
That's a fan ball.
Fan balls, eating ass. Yeah, I don't know where that's at for
no,
me.
No, eating ass is when eating ass is that those little
is it
guys.
Who
run out. My question is, it's like, what are you actually meaning? Like,
is
you mean like what gets me off the most?
Most important to least important.
What
to
is
you,
that? What does important mean?
I don't have to talk anymore. It's it's time to rank the bases.
But I mean, like, God, it's just information. I don't know, man.
Joe's the only person that they want to know this for, so go ahead.
No, they're thinking about all the eating out that you and did do to Katie, or did do to Katie, that Katie wanted it to be different.
I'm no comment. Because
wow, really making me laugh.
Too tender.
It's okay. It's okay.
What is too tender? Let's not.
Wait, fine. I don't really know, though.
Just, Joe, you need to say the numbers or we're not ending the episode.
Two.
I knew it was going to be
one. Yeah. I beep, bleep all that out.
Someone tickling your maybe bum
like,
cheeks.
Maybe I like my butt cheeks tickled.
2, 1, 4, 3.
Over
two,
the pants.
2, 1. Is 4 oral?
Yeah.
2, 1. Damn. 3, 4. Is that same as you?
Good job. No, what's, I'm just proud of three, you for sorry? Doing it. Oh my God.
Three's fingers.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Well, wait, we never put like home run.
I put home run on mine.
Fine. Two.
This is awesome, by the way.
Home run. 1, 3, 4.
Sick.
Wait, let's write a review.
We established universal rules and then forgot them over and over again.
Dildo?
No, I thought we. Oh, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't, but I feel like you need to, people need to guess.
Oh, then I didn't put that in mind.
Like,
all.
What? Who's doing what? Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, you got to leave some things up
pretty
to the
clear.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows if they know.
Everyone knows who's doing what.
Actually, Katie's a conundrum, you know?
Well, no, I'm not, because I'm literally shouting what? It from the rooftops.
Yeah, that Katie loves
I'm saying it's me with the penis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep that. It's nobody cares. Wish. Nobody cares. Like, nobody wants.
Wait, we
got to
we gotta fucking finish this episode.
Okay.
This was awesome. See, I said something spicy at the end, and you
fine,
guys really
we got it. We got to believe in more spice for the next episode. So catch us next time for a hierarchy lesson. Anyways,
hierarchy lesson.
A lesson in what is should be on top.
Yes.
Who deserves to be on top?
No.
And who deserves to be on the bottom?
Join us next week to learn who's the most right, and it's me, because my rules my way.
Thanks, we'll see about that.
Anyway, let's hear a review.
All right, this is a 5-star review from Katie_321.
It's Katie.
And it's called Named My Dog Joe. Fantastic pod. In July, I adopted my dog. She just turned one and she's awesome and perfect. She didn't have a name and I was between like 1 million names before picking her up. Could not decide. Then in the night, the perfect name came to me. Josette. I think it had gotten into my head that Joe's Insta handle is JoJo Love Dog. Yeah. I don't know. She looked like you a bit to me. We call her Joe, and God, what a name. Thank you for the inspiration, Josette. You're very cool, and my dog thinks so, too.
Wow. What's the dog look like?
No picture.
Damn. Wow.
That's well, so shit. Cute, though.
So we can't rate this with finality.
Oh, congratulations but
on
your new dog.
On the dog.
5 stars. I would say
like, Josette,
lots of
don't
directions.
Eat that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean... Yeah.
Sort of the same
Josette,
stuff.
Get,
we're
get
yelling
your,
at
get
the same
your
stuff.
Ass. Get your
I'm
head
curious
ass.
If you call your
Joe,
dog.
Joe, get that out of your mouth.
What do we call Josette as other nicknames?
Joe?
You call me.
I call you JoJo.
Yeah, you call
Jo-Gina.
Me Jo. Yeah, fuck that.
Sorry, but you can call your dog Gina.
Gina.
Jo-Gina.
Jo-Gina. Joe
till you get right, mama.
Anyways,
till you get right,
go
mama.
Go rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast, Gayotic, on Spotify, Apple Music, and Pocket Cast, my new favorite podcast app. Also, comment some stuff on YouTube, but only comment nice things about how we look, not how we look. Don't talk about that at all. Talk about just nice stuff. And go buy some merch or something. We need it.
Yeah. And let us know like what you want us to talk about if you don't want us to be talking about
what we're talking about
us, in the backyard.
Don't let us know what you want us to talk about. We're not, no.
I know, but what if it's a good concept?
I agree with you, like in theory.
Because people are going to say, stop talking over each other.
No.
Why are you guys so loud when
fine.
You have
no,
guests?
No. So this is it.
Let
don't
us know.
Talk about how we're talking. Just give us topics.
Let us know what you want us to talk
topics.
About. If it's
yes.
what we want to talk about.
Yeah, if it's constructive. We
give
only
us
appreciate
suggestions. Yeah. That's great.
Only constructive criticism.
Now you like the idea.
Yeah, I think you had to frame it in the right way. It's okay. Anyways,
okay.
We're at peace here. We're eating each
great
other
job.
Out. Have a good night, guys.
Love you, Katie.
Love you, Joseph.
Love you, Naomi. And we're going to, yeah, like Joseph, we're all going to eat each other out.
Awesome.
Chaotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the members of the band Muna.
Our executive producer is Anya Konovskaya.
Our producer is Ali Khan.
And our editor is Rochelle Chen.
If you want to look at us do this podcast, you can now watch every episode of this show on our YouTube.
And if you want to prove that you love us, follow us on social media at Where Is Muna on most, if not everything, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
You can give us topics to rank during our new segment, That's Rank. And keep leaving reviews. We might even review your review on the next show.
Meet you right back here next week with a new episode.
Bye!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.